Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilo Nishmas Avi Moria Rav Hill B'Meir Chil Michal Areini Kaparis Mishkavo, and of course the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. We are working through the work of Yishayo Ben Amoz, and today we studied the very short fourth parak. In fact, this parak is at a place. The pasuk is just we start with is just a continuation of what Yishayo Hanavi was talking about, and this happens because, let's be honest, the Brachim break was not one that was ordained midaraisa from our religion. So the Nevi'im begin at this point. That up until this particular point, the prediction of Yishayo Hanavi of the downfall of Am Yisrael came true at the time of Korban Abayis. We knew that the Babylonians conquered the land. We knew that many of the men were killed, and that's the end, and that's where the real third parak ends, which is into this parak as well, because up until this point, we get a description of his vision of how he sees all sorts of things happening in the state, and we see that seven women are going to take hold of one man. Saying that we'll take care of everything, just give us your name so that we don't have to go ahead and be attacked. So Hashem realizes on that particular day, in that particular moment in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that Tzemach Hashem L'tzviu L'kavod, that the growth of Hashem will be beautiful, and the produce of the land will become something wonderful. Mashiach will be available as Tzemach David Avdecha, that's the Tzemach, right? This leads to an exciting discussion in the Mefarshim as to what he's referring to. It sounds like that Yishayo is suggesting over here that Mashiach is going to grow slowly through history until he finally appears. In our tefillah, that's what we mean when we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, that you're going to cause the salvation to sprout. The Ramban turns around and he explains in one of his debates with Pablo Cristiani, when Pablo Cristiani made the charge that Judaism denigrates Christianity because they don't believe that Osa Ha'ish was supposed to be Mashiach, but instead they believe that Mashiach hasn't come. So he says, but what about the fact that there is a medrash that seems to suggest that Mashiach was born at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, based on this pasuk? So the Ramban offered him three answers. First of all, we don't believe that Agados and Midrashim are supposed to be taken literally. They're supposed to express certain ideas that are hidden. And also, if he was born at the time of Korban Abayis, that should have taken place some 70 years after you-know-who was crucified. And the third answer was, it's possible that Mashiach was born when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and a child was born to a descendant of David HaMelech, and maybe he's still alive, and when he finally appears as the Melech HaMashiach, he may be thousands of years old. That was his understanding. So whatever it is, that Tzemach would be there, and would grow to be something wonderful. And we're going to say in that situation, anyone who is going to see and be left with Tzion, Kadosh Yamerlo, the tzaddikim who are going to be resurrected are going to be called Kadosh. The Chachamim say, just like Kedusha lasts forever, so too tzaddikim will live forever, says the Alkot Shimoni. And then the Medrash, and the Navi says, look, if Hashem wants, when Hashem will come along and he will wash the filth off the daughters of Tzion, from within it, there'll be a Ruach Mishpat that will come inside in this situation, and Hashem will go ahead. What Yishayo is saying to us is that the coming of Mashiach and Chiyas HaMesim will only occur after Hashem cleansed from Am Yisrael through Galus the stains of immorality and the stain of social injustice. Those are the two things that have already been highlighted in both Perek Yimel and now in Perek Dalet. And once that happens, Hashem will create over our heart Zion a cloud by day and the fire at night, on top of everything will be a chupa, and sukkah tia letzel yomam bechorev, a very famous pasuk that there will be a protective covering which will provide shade, and that cover, according to the Chachamim, the protection of the tzaddikim from the heat and the destructive rain is not only literal, but it also means a protection from the Rishayim. What's supposed to happen over here is that these colors, these different issues, are going to be flying high. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that if we keep doing what we're supposed to do, then it's going to protect us in the process. So again, inside this very short six pasuk perek, which we studied today, we find the continuation of Yishayahu's nevuah. We find the stress once again on Benos Tzion, again a hint towards morality and immorality, and also the idea of Mishpat. And of course, these are some of the big evils that Yishayahu was watching during his reign as Navi, or Chief Navi, the things that hopefully have been corrected. And Be'ezus Hashem, when we continue tomorrow, we'll also see some of the other potentials and the turn and flip back towards the understanding of what will happen in the final aftermath when Mashiach will come. Everyone have a great day, and may we all be zocha to be there and witness its full fulfillment.